Well, I don't know. I'm not so sure about Whidbey as much. I mean, I'm sure there are things there. You know, I know a lot about the language, and less as you get further out, you know, I know less about it. But I think the two big things, I mean, like one thing you brought up earlier, which is sort of like the idea of, rather than having to say, here's where my button goes, here's where my text box goes, just say, here's kind of what I want it to look like and have it lay out for you. And actually, there are a lot of things, you're starting to see things like that in Whidbey, you know, in sort of helping you out with that. The other thing I can think of is that, having worked on my own weblog software for a while before I finally gave up and went to text, which is great, the web model is great too. The thing that I think is most interesting is the services. That, you know, the web, working as a developer in a web browser, there are just a lot, in ASP.NET, there's lots of services you just get, and you don't have to, you know, put a line in, you know, you put a line in your web config file, and hey, you've got authentication, and hey, you've got, you know, authorization, and things like that. And, you know, kind of the great thing about VB was it provided this form service for you. You know, you could just slap a few things on there, and hey, your form was working. And it's like, how do we extend that to other kinds of services that developers need, like, you know, personalization or, you know, security authentication, those kind of things, where you don't have to wire all this stuff up together or learn how to do it. It's just, you know, you stick a line here and, hey, you know, your app has got this, that kind of thing. So that's definitely something we're thinking about, that, you know, the web really brings that, that the client side doesn't have as much at times.